for the morning to you, Cisa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that His mercy flows in the morning. No, I'm serious.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now on the blog talk? Yes or no? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, listen to this. I had something happen here yesterday. Actually, if I'd have been on top of it, well, it still would have happened. Because of all the storms and the rain, and I just got new gutters put on the building. Now, you got to understand, this is a big building. That was about 4,000 square feet of new gutters. Because of the rain came down in the panel. In this church, we have three-phase electrical panels. That means we run a lot of electricity. It's a big building. And the lights started kind of like flashing. So I had to call the electrician. First, I called the power company to find out, lost you again. Let me see what's happening here. This might be some of this. Let's see. So it's going to be like that this morning. Let me make sure it's connected. Ethernet. Wi-Fi. Okay. I don't know. Can you hear me? I still cannot hear you. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes. You can hear me? Lost the call. You know what? Redial it. If you have to. Can somebody else let me know if you can hear me? Okay, I can hear you. Okay. All right, this is what I was telling you. Water came down my electrical panel, and I guess it was happening a long time because it's a light outside the building that shines on the parking lot. So I had really called the electrician, and the electrician got to find out from the city, from the utility, if they have to cut my electricity off in order to put in a new panel. So a new panel for my church and the fellowship, because unlike most people, I have two electric bills to pay here. When I pay my utility bill, I have two bills. So I'm going to know today, because it's not a good thing when water runs into your electricity. So if you could help me out, I would like to let the guy, the electrician, pull the permit and fix this permanently with my electricity. It's going to cost me about $3,800 left. I already gave him, I gave him about $1,900. So the whole job is big. So if you got, if you want to sow into this ministry, you can sow into my electricity. You know, I don't beg, and I don't even ask you for money till I need it. But my electricity is very important. I can't even function without it. And I don't even know if this thing here, I know God let this happen as an indication of it. So you could send it to Jesus Believers Church and make it, if you send a check or something, make it out to Jesus Believers Church, or you could send it to me through PayPal or Cash App. But I got to get my electricity fixed. Now, the devil trying to play games with me, but he can't win. He cannot win. And this is what I have for you, devil. I want you to hear this.
If I had a dollar for every time they say God, what I'm gonna go through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, if I had a dollar for every time they say God, what I'm gonna go through, I'd be a millionaire. Oh, come on. I was about to lose my mind, but God came right on time. He made a way out the way. But he stepped in again and made a way out of the way.
Can't deny his faithfulness and
wanna turn the world to. I'll be a millionaire.
Sounds good.
If I had a dollar for every time they said I wanna turn the world to, I'll be a millionaire.
And you see, the electrician said that because of that water from the roof, which ran before the new gutters. The new gutters were just put on, so that's how stuff happens. Do I say this the devil? No, I really think it's God, because he didn't want us to be up in here and the building catch on fire. So I know it's God. I know it's God. The people, you know, when they put the gutters on, they weren't looking for nothing like that. That's the point. They weren't looking for that. But I was told that I needed to get an electrician, just like I know, Brother Robert, that I need you I'm gonna need you to shore up the structure on this building. So I'm gonna send you those pictures. Jose took the pictures, but I've been so busy, I didn't have enough time to send them to you yet. But I'm not gonna be so busy anymore that I don't stay on top of this building. It's a big building, and I actually love it. I love this place. Okay? I love it. It has a lot of love here. But it sat empty for so long. It sat empty. It sat empty waiting for me to get here. How many of you know God does it like that? Okay. And it's just one of them things that happens when you advance in the kingdom. That's all I can say. When you advance in the kingdom. So I appreciate all the assistance you can help me with, knowing I know that God is going to do this. Why? Because I live like I'm loved. That's why. By the way, thank you. Thank you so much. What you're hearing is that Cash App. The sound is going on the blog again. I don't think that had anything to do with this. But I don't know. I hear you now. Okay, I got to keep this up then. It's this little thing on here. I have to keep it up. And so I was praying about this last night, and this is something else. God has really been talking to me. Okay, good. Brothers and sisters, please do not be afraid to change. And do not be afraid to look at yourself honestly, where you are, and see and know where you need to change. I mean, this is important to you. In your walk with God. Somebody asked me, when is the electrician coming? He coming. He already been here, and he coming back. He had to go down to, you see, most of the services we get here come from Chattanooga. So I had to get an electrician license that could pull a permit from the county. And he said he doesn't know if the county will give him the permit right away or if he even needs a permit. So if he doesn't need a permit, and that's what I'm praying, okay, that he won't have to get a permit. But if he needs to get a permit, let him get a permit. Okay, it helps with the sustainability and the life of the building. That's what I'm talking about. It helps with the life of my building. So I'm glad there was nobody here that I had to ask to go home because of the fact that my building wasn't safe. Okay. I want my building to be safe. But God wants you. And so as I'm going through this with this building, you know, I'm telling people that you can't come because it's not a building. You know, I got to make sure the building is right. And we just got all the fire extinguishers done. And what else did we do? Oh, if you live here, there's something that they have to check. And they have to check the backflow on your water to make sure your water is okay. So we just had that done, and all the fire extinguishers changed out and updated. It's an old building, but we love it. Yesterday, last evening, I was talking to a TED-liner. You know, I'm going through your list. I'm trying to go through the list for the one-on-ones, and this was one of those that had been scheduled. And I had the most enjoyable time with this TED-liner. I'm telling you, it's some of the most interesting people on earth on this line. It is. Because see, when the enemy has a way of making us think, you know, you like this and nobody else likes it with you, and so forth and so on. But this is a TED-liner from up there in Wisconsin. And the only thing I ever think about Wisconsin is the fact that it's cold. And that when I used to work for the Miller Brewing Company, they sent me up to Wisconsin, to the plant. That's where the headquarters was at the time. And the wind chill factor was 40 below zero. I didn't even have a coat adequate for that kind of cold. And the snow was almost up to your knee. And I just kept thinking, God, get me out of here. I don't like cold anyway. But as I was talking to this TED-liner, enemy had turned his heart hard through things that he had encountered because of the fact that when he married his wife, neither one of them were saved. And then he gets saved, and she's not saved. And as a matter of fact, she's not saved. And because of one of her interests in the occult, he is in a perpetual 24-hour a day, 365-day a year war in his own house. And the enemy, now, I talked to him And I talked to another friend of mine who happens to be a bishop. And the bishop was telling me about people focusing too much on the devil. So, of course, I'm listening. And I'm comparing what my bishop friend was telling me in the left ear and what I'm hearing with my own two ears in my right ear. And the Holy Spirit said, this is what you got to bring balance to. There has to be a balance. And he said, and I'm talking to him, and he's telling me about a mishap he had that actually injured his physical body. And so the Holy Spirit is saying, you tell him that he got to get his house straightened out. He got to get his house in order. So I'm saying, well, God, are you saying, why are you saying this? Because I remember King Hezekiah. He said, no. He said, I'm saying this because of this. And I found myself saying to him, not me, but the Holy Spirit through me says, you are the priest of your house. And as the priest goes, so go the people. But the Holy Spirit was telling me to tell him this. Remember, Jesus' Christian philosophy is, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. And he wasn't trying to deny the fact that it's just the fact that he got saved. He got saved, and she didn't. I said, we're going to have to pray for the salvation of your wife. And because there's so much heat, negative, we got to pray for the salvation of your children. And I politely said, because maybe have you, because see, I don't accuse nobody of nothing. I said, have you allowed Jezebel to slightly turn you into an Ahab? And he said, yeah, yeah. I said, well, you got to take that authority back. I said, because God is not subservient to Ahab and Jezebel and no other other anything, nothing. I said, you got to take that authority back in your household so your household can be in right relationship. I said, what it is your wife is just taken over through meanness. He said, you mean? I said, yeah, you know, mean-spiritedness. I said, by the way, when is the last time you've done something nice for your wife instead of allowing the devil to cause all this strife and problems? And he laughed. I said, well, I tell you what, you need to get yourself. I said, at one time, when you were madly in love with your wife, you were one man. And because you've allowed the demons that are operating through her attachment with the occult to turn you hard, to make your heart hard and cold. I said, you the Christian, you the believer, you the one that has to change all this around. I said, now, when is the last time you've done something nice? And I said, you've been so busy fighting the devil that it spilled over on your wife. I said, your wife, you know, is a sinner. And your wife is just doing what sinners do, sin. I said, but you the believer, you the Christian, you the example. You got to turn this thing around. And so I said, I'll tell you what. I said, I'm not doing no deliverance on you right now. I said, you got to take authority so that you could stand in that position as the king and the priest of your house. I said, you got to take that back from your wife. I said, but it can't be like you've been. It can't be through arguing. It can't be through open dispute. Jesus said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I said, you're going to have to treat your wife just like a rank sinner, because that's what she is. And we win the loss to Christ. We can't save nobody. Just like we can't heal nobody or deliver anybody. I said, but you can win your wife back and then get her saved. Win your peace back. And then the atmosphere be right. Set the atmosphere for salvation. Set the atmosphere. I guess I could have said set the atmosphere for love. But we talking setting the atmosphere for salvation, brothers and sisters. I said, and it's only going to take one thing in your house, loving kindness. Jesus has never beat anybody over the head. He ain't never argued nobody to salvation. He ain't never beat them up to salvation. No. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. And we laugh. And in that atmosphere, brothers and sisters, the last thing I said to him, see, everybody in my ministry knows I love flowers. I mean, you can win me over with a bunch of flowers. I don't care if they come from the supermarket or the florist. You got me. I love flowers. I actually love beautiful things. I said, so this is a simple thing. I said, go, if you got to go to the supermarket, get just a little bunch of flowers and tell your wife, thank you, or I appreciate you, or something from your heart. From your heart. You see, the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, not out of negativity and strife and all that stuff. That doesn't work. Because this world we live in right now is so competitive. You hit me, man, I'm going to hit you back. And I'm going to hit you back harder. That doesn't work. That'll work, I don't know, it doesn't work, period. It doesn't work. So, I know they're going to hear this because they hear everything I say every day. Brothers and sisters, turn your strategy around. If you have a unsaved, backslidden, loved one, do it like Jesus said to do it. He said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Kindness goes a long way. A long way. And simple kindness. You know, I kind of mix it up with good manners. They still go a long way. People will remember the person that said thank you. Why? Because the world's so messed up today, everybody thinks they're entitled to something. You ain't entitled to nothing. You're not entitled to the next breath you breathe. But it is by the goodness and the love and the mercies of God that we all woke up this morning and was able to take another fresh breath. We all broke the fast of sleep. Please change your own attitude. Let your heart begin to speak for you. And it does, it can't talk. Brothers and sisters, get this right. I haven't really taught much on the fruits of the Spirit, but I'm going to because God is wanting to show me a better way. You're not given any of the fruits of the Spirit. They grow. That's why Jesus said, I am the vine. And they should be growing in you. And right now, I'm not even talking about love. I'm talking about simple consideration for another human being. And like I say in my book, the spirits are subject unto you. You operating because you recognize the same spirit of God that is in you is in them. And you recognize it and you honor it and you respect it. The sad part is, have you forgotten how to respect? Have you forgotten what respect is? I hope not. Because if you have, you're not even respecting God. And if you don't respect God in you, you'll never respect God in your fellow brother or sister. Honor. How can you expect to be honored when you don't give and honor anybody or anything else? Especially if you can't honor your spouse. The father or the mother of your child and your children. Come on. Come on here. You don't have to like me to respect me or honor me. You don't have to like me. I don't have to like you to honor and respect the Christ in you. I don't have to like you. Like I tell people, I'm not ministering because I need to make friends. I minister because I'm a friend of Jesus. But I do have to honor and respect the Christ in you. That was a hard thing for me to learn. Because I have been drummed in my head, rank has privilege. I don't know if you know what that means. It's a military term. Rank has privilege. No fraternization rules. Officers could not fraternize with enlisted people. You think that didn't mess me up? You think that didn't make me feel like I was better? I was already messed up from college. The college educated and the non-college educated in the black race. We messed up with that stuff. But that's not how it is in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, we're all supposed to be relatives in the family of God. I can remember when in the black movement, they started calling each other brother and sister. My take on that was, you're not my brother, you're not my sister, and I'm not calling you that. I told you, I used to be messed up. And I would tell you to your face, don't call me sister, I ain't your sister. Now, the only thing, since I come to Christ, I don't like people calling me mother. Because you know what? Some people hate their mother. Some people have actually killed a mother. Some people resent their mother and they're jealous. Don't call me that. You can call me anything you want to, but I'm not your mama. And don't call me that. And that is just self-preservation. Because if you hated your mama, I don't want you projecting all those spirits at me. Because you are double-minded. Because the Bible says, how can you love you call to love your brother. I love doing this ministry. Because every time I minister to somebody, I have a chance to look at myself. Look at the spirits operating. Understand why they're operating. And it causes me to increase my love walk with God. You see, I didn't know how to love anybody but myself. Selfish. You because you're going to give me something. I don't care if you actually, when I think about it, most anything anybody gives me goes to the work anyway. Yeah, it goes to the ministry because Brother Joe takes care of me. Brother Joe takes care of him and me. Me and him, I should say. And I put every penny in this ministry. And I'm proud of it. Because God told Solomon, he said, you going to build me a house? I told God, I'm going to build you a house where you can be housed. And where people could come and meet you here. And I'm not selling out. I'm not selling out. It is a beautiful thing to love God. And then to be able to share that love. Jesus said with loving kindness have I drawn thee. I'm scared of some people love. Some people murder people and say they did it because they love them. That's sick. Some people tear people down and they say they did it because they love them. That's even sicker. You don't destroy what you love. Think about it. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. And you know, yesterday, I had thought about playing the song, Live Like You're Loved. And I didn't play it. And sure enough, during the course of the day, that's what hit me in the face. Live like you're loved. Are you living like you loved? And there are some people, they wouldn't know how love is supposed to work. And they try to bring people right where they are. Brothers and sisters, it takes God to teach you how to love. It takes God to let you experience love. And once you do, you'll never go back. You won't want to live without it. And I really have deep, deep empathy for anybody that was molested or sexually indoctrinated through lust. You gotta let God, if you've ever been inappropriately touched, if you've ever been molested, if you've ever been raped, if you've ever been traumatized in any way, you gotta let God teach you how to love again. If you've been abused, you can love over that. You can love over that. I'm telling you, you can. If you've ever been hurt, you can love over that. But you gotta let God do it. You gotta let God do it.
Something trying to steal my mood, my crazy thoughts trying to kill my groove. That's when I hear a voice whisper through the noise that brings a bigger picture into view. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every word, every night, every second thought about tomorrow's waiting time. You give the spirits everything they need. You light the stars and you paint the leaves. And you grow the lilies with your majesty. And you don't even love them like you love me. No, you don't love them like you love me. No. You would choose to set your eyes on me. It blows my mind to think that you would know my name, and I'm adored by the King of Kings. Whenever the clouds come into my mind, I won't forget it's you who tells the sun to shine. Every word is every night, every second thought about tomorrow's wasting time. Your majesty, and you don't even love them like you love.
one time. Break it down two times. Hey, listen up.
Why should I worry? Why should I care? 'Cause nobody loves me, no.
You got that? You got that. Live like you love. You got to live like you love, and you got to live like you know. Like you have no doubt that God loves you. You see, the bottom line is, it's a love walk. But the Bible says we go from glory to glory to glory, faith to faith to faith. And you know what else? We go from love to love to love. Love to love to love. You got to keep yourself in a posture, in the knowledge that you know God loves you. And when you do that, that same spirit of love will just flow out of you to others. You won't have to open your mouth. People will experience that coming from you. Prophet died a while back, and he as he was leaving, he told his wife to make sure and remind the church, have they learned how to love yet? It is so important. And we're getting there. I don't even know what perfect love is, but the Bible says it casts out fear. I like to say what I heard that Winans, Pastor Marvin Winans say one time, perfected love. Perfected love. Perfected by God in us. But you got to let him perfect that love in you. And it can start today with what? Loving, K-I-N-D-N-E-S-S. Loving kindness. So I want to give you some homework today. I want you to be kind to one person today, and I want you to write one paragraph. And whoever writes that one paragraph, that just one paragraph, I want you to teach it this Sunday to all of us. The Holy Spirit's going to be the judge of what comes out your heart, because he doesn't want all this wild stuff spewed. And it's no such thing as, it's like a testimony. Everybody got one and nobody can dispute it because it's yours. I want you to articulate. I want you to use a scripture. And then I want you to share it with all of us on Sunday. Now, I want you to do this in one day. So you need to get those to me. Praise God.
This song is for all my worshipers. I mean the one that really loves that glorious name of Jesus. He has all power in his hand. And come on, we're going to sing about it right now. Clap your hands with us. Say it like this. There is a name.
There is a name.
It's a glorious name.
A glorious name that I adore.
And you know what it deserves?
It's deserving our praise.
He deserves all of our praise because he's done marvelous things. And I like this. It brings calm
to
every one of my fears. And
it
helps me to weather every storm. And you give the strength. That's why we tell them
no name
is greater. Come on, say it, y'all. Do y'all believe that? at 3 in the morning. He will do what? He'll protect.
Protect when I call.
You show your strength.
You show your
You're the all-powerful, all-knowing God.
Power.
Now the worst is heaven and earth.
Heaven and earth.
They're all going to pass away.
They will all pass away.
Hey, y'all, but here's the good news. But it's your name, Jesus.
But it's your name.
It's not going to waver. And it's not going to change.
Ask the Lord to forgive you for not responding in loving kindness. And if you need to, ask Him to teach you how to be loving and kind. Loving and kind. And I want you to grab a paper towel real quick and let's get rid of those anti-spirits to loving kindness. All right? Ask him to deliver you. Now, I'm not going to do a full-scale deliverance because this is not required. This is nothing but a little hindering demon, hindering spirit. And I'm going to call him out. I want you to renounce hindering spirits this morning. And all spirits that oppose loving kindness in you. I bind up all hindering spirits this morning, and I bind up all spirits that oppose the loving and the kindness of Jesus. I bind you up, you coming out, and along with that, you coming out any bindings to your emotions because you lack the ability to show loving kindness. Go! Get out. Get out. All spirits that oppose loving kindness of Jesus. Go. Get out. Go. Get out. Loose the heart. Come out the heart. Go this morning in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Go. Get out, loving kindness, anti-spirits to loving kindness. Go! Get out. You know what the Holy Spirit is saying? It caused pain in the joints. Go! Get out the joints. See? Go! Spirits that oppose loving kindness, hindering spirits, go! Get out the joint right now. Go! Get out. That's why some of you on here, you have muscle spasms. Go! Get out the muscle. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus. Somebody on here, you feel nauseous. Go in the bathroom and just throw it up so it can come out your belly. Go! Oh, this is a big one. Get out. Come out of the pit of the bowels. Go! I didn't know it was this big. Go! Come out the pit of the bowels. Bitterness due to a lack of loving kindness. Go! Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Bitterness through long-term, long-range abuse that is set up in your heart, making it a little bit hard. Go! Get out the heart. Loose the heart this morning. Cough that thing up and out. In the name of Jesus. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Come out the belly. Come out the stomach. Go! Get out the stomach. Get out of the stomach. Go. There you go. There you go. All the way out. Come out of the colon. Go. Get out the colon. Go. Out the colon. Too much of this stuff on you. Fill us up with a fresh infilling of kindness. and love and tenderness. Thank you. Feel. You can receive it. Receive it this morning. Receive it. Receive it. Just receive it. Receive it. Receive it.